So we have David Hassan. He's the founder of Realize Media, a digital media firm based here in Colorado that is focuses on interactive motion media and advanced applications using the Adobe Flash platform and Flex. He has always had a passion for motion media, the power of video, and the challenge of usability and interactivity. He is an Adobe certified master instructor, teaches advanced RIA classes at the University of Denver, serves as a Rocky Mountain Adobe user group manager, and has taught and developed advanced Flash and Flex application courses. Please welcome David to the Cloud Developer Summit and Expo.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so kind of getting started. Realize we specialize in working with a lot of customers, very large and small, in regards to delivering out media in all forms, cloud-based down to the last mile and end users, architecture around that, and solutions that really kind of meet the needs for that. Now, our main focus is really around media and the delivery of that and making that happen through the system, through the workflow, and the interactivity and the experiences that come around that as well. Some of the customers that we've worked with more recently, Oracle, Adobe, NBC, Major League Baseball, and a number of other enterprises, in helping them come up with strategies that can leverage cloud-based in different forms to create great, end solutions and delivery of media. So I'm going to be kind of talking about a little bit of some of the concerns, some of the things to consider when we're working with delivering out media based off of cloud-based deployments, and some of the things that we've kind of come up with and see and future thoughts as well. So when we're talking about media in the cloud, and where we kind of see things starting to start breaking out, there's a lot of different areas that this type of stuff comes in. It can be simplified or it can be extrapolated. Ultimately, there's considerations around storage, ingest, delivery, protection, and monetization, although those obviously can work and are required hand in hand. And then collaboration and experience. How does this all come together to actually meet the end user's needs, exceed past them, and essentially be able to create a business around this or meet certain business goals? Now, we have multiple forms of the cloud that we can work with. There's going to be public cloud, there's private cloud, and there's the hybrid. Some of the key areas in the media delivery that we've really seen great growth in is with the hybrid area now being more prevalent, and not just having private clouds, which is where things really were going to first do just to security, is one area of great focus is things that used to be a big problem with VPN users. Now with the prevalence of hybrid clouds, we're able to now deliver out media and better routes to more people within an enterprise, even if this is going to be more protected and so forth, not just necessarily in the public realm. Hybrid clouds are going to offer a great kind of functionality within there, and we can talk a little bit about that as we have a little bit of time. Now, as we start kind of digging in deeper, some of the things to consider when we're talking about a true media delivery system that's going to be cloud-based is it can start pulling in a lot of different parts. I'm going to equate this to just some of the Amazon cloud offerings and how that kind of works within their storage, their compute, and their other areas for delivering out content. But for a more robust system, whether this be for enterprise or for major sporting events or so forth, some of the workflow type of things that can come into play include things such as midterm storage. That can be something like S3, long-term storage, can be Glacier, short-term storage. One of the big challenges when we're talking about media delivery that really kind of comes up is disk speed. With large events, a lot of access or a lot of ingest, that can be a big concern. When we start talking about short-term storage, we can look at things like either ephemeral drives or things like EBS and being able to have faster storage that we can actually control and be able to manage that into our workflow and then be able to transfer things appropriately. There's partners here such as Aspera that can make a huge difference with these type of technologies to really help facilitating this large content flow that really comes up into play when we're dealing with large scale media where we just don't have that as necessarily as much of volume when we're not dealing with media. Then one of the key things also on the cloud level that we can really look to work with that becomes a critical part when we're actually talking about delivering out the end user experience, so things like in the Netflix or major sporting events and so forth, is media servers still kind of come into play, where they really come in at the compute level with the cloud type of deployment is going to be things like preparing the content for delivery. That might be we're packaging up for HLS for mobile devices or packaging it up into HDS for desktop usage. we're seeing some convergence of those technologies, and we'll talk about that a little later on, which can start to change also the storage requirements and storage uses as that kind of goes forward. But then we also have another major level that is a big player for benefit when it comes to cloud delivery, which is going to be the actual end level, the caching layer. This is what your users access. This is what really depends on how your regions are going to be set up and what you're using in there. And to all of this, you know, where cloud really has become as a critical point and is now being more accepted is when it comes to security. And each of these layers, we have different security options. So in our storage, whether we're going to protect our content at rest, and that could be in the form of DRM, and packaging, where we apply DRM on the fly and just on the bits going out. Caching, we can have token level and access control, or we can just protect stuff over the wire. All these things kind of come up to give us a great option, and also one of the reasons why we're now able to do this with more and more enterprises and corporate, because they're more comfortable with these options that we have there. So when we talk about delivery, which is one of the big focuses, getting that out there, making that happen, key considerations that we can really look to leverage the cloud-based ease of deployment, ease of scalability, is that we can have these point-of-presence servers, we can have these edges and caching wherever we need those. Now, we still work with just-in-time packaging of content as a kind of a regular standard for managing this, instead of having dozens or hundreds of TS files for delivering out of media, we still would prefer to have one kind of primary mezzanine file that we have, or multiple for bitrate, MP4 file or something, package those on the fly to whatever we need. That's something that's still adapting, but it's still really important and really makes a big difference also for the workflow when we're talking about delivering out this content in an effective way. Caching, it becomes a critical layer. There's easy solutions out there. You can utilize the CDNs in their form. There's things like Amazon CloudFront, and then there's the ability to kind of build your own layers as well, whether you're using things like Varnish or Nginx or other type of solutions to kind of get that caching layer, which becomes a critical part and also offers some great options. You can have great security options, great performance capabilities, and be able to go from there. Security becomes a really paramount kind of point to always consider. Determining where you want your security points are really going to be critical. The more you add, the more overhead you have, and the more time it can take. But there's great options that we can now leverage on a very easy to implement route within the media workflow and the delivery workflow when it comes to cloud-based deployments, whether it's overwire, player whitelisting, content encryption, token access, and other forms. Now, of course, all this really kind of leads up to the point of, hey, we want to monetize. Now, what forms of monetization? This is pretty basics. When we're talking about media delivery, whether it's going to be something as a service or if we're actually talking about actually delivering out that content and the premium content, whether it's pay-per-view or subscriptions, that all kind of comes back down into analytics, big data, and then advertising integration. More and more options are now also coming into play for advertising integration, whether they're actually being provided as cloud services that can be integrated at the client layer or integrated at server level. So server side, bit replacement, ad injection, and so forth kind of comes into key aspects that we can consider now at a standard kind of process. All this, of course, needs to be able to scale. We need to be able to bring things up, bring things down. That's one of the major benefits and easy sell point on the cloud-based deployments that have been around. And we can continue to see and leverage those. Media systems work very well with that. We have massive spikes that can hit very quickly, though, when we start talking about the scale of media that we can work with. So it becomes good to be considering about that, how we can foresee some of that, adjust on the fly, and be able to continue to go from there. Some of the things that we've done in the past that have been very successful in types of projects that have utilized clouds in many forms is computer-based training, leveraging high forms of different levels of security in multiple CDNs or cloud-based deployments. And that's something that we're seeing more and more with mid-size enterprise and also massive scale sporting is, very rarely now is any one solution going to utilize just a single cloud. Or a single CDN, that becomes a major value point. And to be able to easily swap between them and have those as different failover points are now kind of critical points for how things kind of proceed. We've worked with Azure to do some of the largest protected streaming events for sporting this last year and broke some good records. And we're able to see how their platform works really, really well for delivering out massive scale content while also offering other forms of delivery and options within there. We've worked with deploying out global level hybrid eCDNs, to be able to deliver content to everyone within a protected fashion, both from a private and public, but leveraging more on the private side, and then still seeing routes that we can integrate, multicasting for networks and so forth, to once again try to offload some of that massive load when we have very high volume of users going on. So as things are progressing, we're seeing that, you know, more and more everything within the whole production, post-production, pre-production, and also delivery coming back and focusing into what it can do in the cloud. So delivery, transcoding, editing, collaboration, storage, delivery. I keep coming back to that. And analytics, all kind of driving to where we can see more and more going on. And there's some great providers, great partners here as well. Where we see things are continually moving and continually going to be focused and growing, quality. You know, the demand for higher quality video is continually growing. And with that also becomes the quality of service that goes with that. Higher bit rate, 4K, beyond that as well. That's a big driver in what's going on. How do we deal with that from both the ingest to the output and scale with that becomes the concerns that we're looking to continually manage and improve upon. And the cloud solutions are really taking forward step in that. Extending the experience, that's really kind of the next kind of natural progression, aside from being able to deliver out amazing quality and get that content out there. Now with the cloud and just the applications and the client requirements kind of go with, are extending that user experience, making things more available, and providing more information along with just not just the media. And that goes into the metadata, that goes into collaboration, and that goes into synchronized data experiences with sports and so forth. And then unified experiences, continually moving forward with that, standardizing on the media delivery to be able to create, you know, this type of stuff that can be delivered more broadly without as much processing overhead and so forth. So, you know, diving into some of the specifics, HLS, HTTP live streaming, that's really kind of taken forward now as the unified delivery mechanism for delivering out streaming video content. Desktop is still a massive player. When it comes to streaming video, when you look at the numbers, mobile is taking more over, and that causes a major challenge because right now, primary support on desktop doesn't really support Flash, HLS too much. Flash is still kind of the primary delivery mechanism, especially for live, where now we're seeing more and more support in alternate forms for Flash to support HLS. There's still major events and major providers out there using things like HDS for HTTP-based desktop video delivery, but it's starting to really kind of recede. And until something else like Dash can possibly really take forward, we're still going to be seeing probably a pretty big shift in unified delivery onto HLS for quite some time. Apple being a major roadblock possibly in the Dash realm, but there are major benefits to Dash on top of HLS aside from just the reach. There's already growing support for Dash as well into the mobile space and the desktop space other than just things like Mac Safari. HEVC for video codecs is something to definitely keep an eye on, and it opens up some good doors. The licensing issues are starting to get resolved. Great quality, somewhat lower bandwidth, and as that kind of focus on quality drives, more focus will also be considered and put onto the codecs and how that kind of progresses. DRM and protection, now getting that into the browser with media source extensions, and encrypted media extensions are going to be a big focus. Netflix is a big driver on this as well, and we're going to see hopefully continued growth within there. And that's just kind of bit on the client side, but this also applies down to what we can and where we have to do things on the server. And then bringing this together, you know, fun little things like WebRTC, it's still evolving, worth watching, because that can affect how media stuff will work to some regard, especially for live things in the future, but it's still really kind of up in the air, in my opinion. We've worked with a lot of these type of things. We kind of come together and try to bring an agnostic view to whatever type of cloud platform to create these experiences for our customers and be able to set up any infrastructure as necessary. I'm just going to kind of zip through these because I know we want to save some time. We do a lot everywhere from the server down to the player and DevOps as well, and then be able to create custom solutions to really try to bring it all together. So anyway, if anyone has any further questions, let me know. I'll be on the panel as well to talk about how this kind of stuff balances out. Thank you.